Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Welcome to the DTFH. What an excellent episode we have for you today. Jeremy Corbell, ufologist and definitely UFO enthusiast, one of the people behind what people are claiming is a slow movement towards disclosure in the United States. He's been to the Senate hearings, and he has been leading the charge when it comes to getting the U.S. government to release whatever it has about the strange phenomena that has been happening with increasing frequency around our planet. One of my favorite podcasts is Weaponized with George Knapp and Corbell. Please subscribe to it if you haven't listened to it. It's amazing. But first, subscribe to the DTFH. Leave us a nice review, won't you? And now, everybody, welcome to the DTFH, Jeremy Corbell. Jeremy, thank you for coming on the show, man. You've been all over my feeds because... And I love it. You do show up in my feeds a lot because, you know, I'm plugged into a lot of the UFO community. I like to try to keep updated on what's going on. But you've been coming up over and over again because you made a prediction that at some point the people would start saying there's an interstellar object coming towards Earth that is a spaceship. And you said that's you're going to start hearing this and it's bullshit. That's everyone in the UFO community is like, what the fuck? And I got to ask on behalf of them, how did you know that? Where did that come from? What made you decide that you wanted to say that out loud?
Yeah, man. Well, that's a long, treacherous road to get to that point where I'm saying it. But,
right.
You know, I don't think... what I said is directly equated to what it is that you're hearing in the media right now. It was more of a momentum, a whisper campaign within the UFO community that I was tracking, where you could see people were trying to enroll people in their agendas based upon some like secret understanding that all shit's going down from 2027 to 2036. You know, you always put big windows when you're trying to enroll people and get them on. So I was just kind of ringing the bell or saying the quiet part out loud, which is that I have been approached by intelligence agents. A lot of other people I know have been as well, that it was a whisper campaign that I was calling absolute bullshit on, that it was a way to get people to feel like they're part of a secret club. You should really listen up and get behind me. And that's kind of like what I heard. It was like, I call it word on the wash. It was something that was kind of an undercurrent. So during that show, the UFO Revolution show, which is Fox and Tubi, they asked me like, what are you most concerned about? And I'm like, I'm most concerned about the nonsense and the bullshit that makes no sense. I know where the origin of that rumor comes from, but I saw people spreading it and populating it. So in the show, I didn't think they were going to use that part, but I said, here's the deal. This is what I am calling bullshit on, which is that there's going to be this slow moving craft, you know, and it's going to be put all over the news and serious people are going to be talking about it. Now, I don't know. I guess I'm pretty lucky. You know, all of a sudden this is all over.
Yeah. What do you know? You just predicted before the third interstellar object. I think the second or third interstellar object that's ever entered our solar system appeared has got a weird trajectory going around the planets. Apparently when it's going to be most visible, it just so happens that it's going to be behind the sun. So you won't be able to see it. Avi Loeb, the Harvard astrophysicist, he's not saying it's a UFO, but he's saying it's not a UFO. All we know is, you know, this Oumuamua thing showed up and zinged around the sun. Now this new thing's coming in. Why are these things? For one, it's such an extraordinary occurrence, apparently, that I always assume to happen all the time. Meteors, asteroids. No, these are coming from the Kuiper Belt. These are coming from within the solar system. For something to have a trajectory that goes through a solar system that isn't from that solar system is apparently extremely anomalous. And so to have two of these events happen, in a relatively short span of time is pretty bizarre. And so, yeah, it just so happens that you warned people about something that is in the news now because a Harvard astrophysicist is saying could be a UFO. We don't know if it's hostile. We don't know anything about it. Are we ready for this?
Well, okay, so let's talk about the idea of if it were true, but I want to be really clear on this. I don't think this particular announcement is specifically the undercurrent that I was talking about. It was a general push to get people to begin to feel or believe this, gotcha. And it comes specifically from this 1970s classified document that I was exposed to at some point, and I kind of reverse engineered it and figured out what people were doing. So to be very clear, I personally, and look, I could be wrong. George always makes a joke that I could be wrong with it, but it's true. I could be wrong. But what I've noticed is that within the disinformation, within the UFO community, that this was being used as a currency to get people who have an audience to become enrolled and start speaking the speak that is desired by others. So I just kind of stepped up and said, look, could be wrong. I might look like a fool, but this is the trend I'm seeing.
Right.
And I don't buy it. And I think you should be forewarned not to buy it.
Right.
I think it's nefarious disinformation, right. Just like the Lockheed Martin built the Tic Tac, absolute bullshit passage material from the CIA that I warned people about 2 years ago is now manifesting. It just means that I got my ear to the ground on this. I talk with a lot of people, but let's just go into this object real quick. A lot of what is in the media and a lot of what you said, I don't believe it is correct. I don't believe is true. I believe, from what I've researched, that the closest path of this object is going to be like December, maybe 16th or something like that, that it would be visible if you have like a good telescope or something. So it's not going to be completely obscured by the sun. I think it's a lot of people being sensationalists. Now, look, it is cool to have an object coming in from outside our solar system. I mean, they don't know where it's from. Could be from, I mean, I'm not an astrophysicist, I don't know, but it could be from very far away, right? Yeah. And so that's cool. But the thing is UFOs are already here, man. They've been here a long time. They don't need to send these huge motherships from somewhere else, and like the American public's gonna be told, and some big disaster's coming. Again, if I'm wrong, it doesn't matter. Everybody's dead. But
are we?
I don't buy it.
I mean, look. Here's the thing. It's what do they call it? The dark forest hypothesis. That the reason we're not hearing anything from out there is because any civilization that is out there figured out don't broadcast shit, because if you do, they come. Now, I don't disagree with you. There's clearly a lot of things on this planet that that we have yet to weigh, measure, quantify, kill. Well, maybe we've killed a few UAPs, but all that being said, just because we have X amount of whatever these things are on this planet, that doesn't mean that something else isn't coming to the party. And the uptick in sightings of these things, you know, perhaps that is related to more than just advanced radar tech. You know, perhaps that's related more to AI. Maybe that's related more to some technology we're about to stumble upon that maybe you're not supposed to fuck with. You know, who knows? Maybe it's a thing that shows up once a planet's about to make the classic mistake of building a super intelligent AI. Because if anything was going to cause problems in the universe, it's going to be a super intelligent mechanical life form that exponentially evolves every millisecond. That could get daddy to come down to the basement.
Yeah. And look, this has always been the thing about the UFO topic. It is a hidden secret within the intelligence community. They know there are craft that we didn't build, that no terrestrial nation that is advanced that we know of built them. It's a known secret. All of a sudden, the public is kind of a little bit being let in on that secret. You know, we've been told that there are these machines,
right?
But there's so much pushback within the agencies, the intelligence agencies. It's like, how much do they want you to know? And this is why I'm so fascinated by this. Everybody wants disclosure now, disclosure quick. Disclosure of what? No matter what video that is leaked to me that George Knapp and I put out, no matter how many times we have whistleblowers go up and testify, everybody wants, show me them aliens,
it's weird.
Show me, you know?
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, you need the craft landing on the White House lawn. That's a classic example given. You need what we want is more than some articulated story about them or images that in general aren't like, at least some, well, actually the Mosul orb was pretty fucking insane, but
it's crazy.
I guess you're right. Yeah, like it's true. When I see things like that, even though you show it to me, even though it's real, there's a part of me that will still kick in and go, weather balloon. That's a balloon. Yeah, sure. It looks like the balloon's shape-shifting into some kind of humanoidish form. Or, yeah, this is like, you know what I mean? But it's a balloon. It's a tent that blew up in the air, built into us. I was just having this conversation with a previous guest. It built into us seems to be, yeah, we want it. But when you show it to us, that ain't it. We want more. We want to get on the ships.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And I totally, like, I am with you in that frustration. Like, imagine this, man. I work so hard and on the, just the cutting edge of legality as a journalist in America with George, when, you know, we have to make sure that it doesn't harm national security, that it doesn't harm the source of the material, that it doesn't harm their families, that, you know, I'm trying to bring people to Congress. So you know me for a long time now. What all I'm trying to do is say, our government says these are UAP. They designate him UAP. That shit got leaked to me and George. I am now showing you. The government then denies until we get the information out of FOIA. And they're like, oops, we found the file. That's what happened with the Mosul orb.
Wow.
So the thing is, man, I don't know what all of this stuff is. I've never claimed to know. But what I do know for sure is that this is the most guarded secret by the United States government, as well as other
used
governments.
Used to be.
It still is the most.
It's before the Epstein
one?
List.
Tell me a bigger one.
Epstein list.
Oh, yeah. maybe you're right, man. But this is the one with the most infrastructure of secrecy. People have worked on a non-human intelligence craft. They breached the hulls. I had the head of the DIA UFO program come on our podcast and tell us that much.
Right.
Like, I have talked to so many witnesses that can't testify. I'll give you an example. This upcoming hearing, it was announced it should be September. Let's see if they narrow that in.
Okay.
I have provided three firsthand witnesses, firsthand meaning being in close proximity to an operational UAP on a military base. I have provided those people. Some of the people I provided, they're like, you can talk about X, but not about Y. And they're like, well, why? And they're like, because that is a national security issue. That's strategic advantage. So even though it's true, and there's this UFO program, and you know more about it, you can't testify to that in open congressional hearings.
Right.
And I understand. I understand there's like this level of We need to protect our assets and our strategic advantage. But damn, the fucking secret is out. Like, right. Let these people talk, man.
Right.
So big picture, dude, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to put out the best information, the best evidence that uniquely comes to me and George. I'm trying to bring people into the public realm who can tell you their experience. Now, you're not going to be fully satisfied. I get that. I'm not fully satisfied. But that is them be the rules.
Like, no, we have to bring I get it. I don't feel like you're any part of what's like making this
annoying,
blurry and annoying at all. You seem to be pushing back against that. And you were met with people who don't want to go to jail, people who will go to jail. You're met, or you will lose all access to whatever your data sets are. People will not feel safe talking to you.
Right, right.
And so so I get it. It's a tightrope that you're walking on. Where the national security assessment stuff, where I like to bat around a little ethical question with that, which is, you know, let's compare it to the splitting of the atom. You know, that's a real national security issue. You don't want anybody to know you're working on this. You don't want anyone to know you're about to have the most powerful weapon on planet Earth. I get that. But this stuff, even though I guess you couldn't call developing the nuclear bomb necessarily ethical, where this to me seems like particularly unethical, if you're arguing national security, is that we're talking about shifting from one paradigm regarding our place in the universe to a completely different one. We're talking about shifting to a much more alive universe with a lot more possibility than most people think of it as. And so in that way, what is more important? National security or allowing the planet to exist according to the truth as it is versus an obfuscated truth, a truth that's been warped and distorted by legalese and corpo intelligence agency speak. You know what I mean? At that point, don't you feel like national security should be a secondary consideration?
Yeah, I always have. So, you know, here's the issue. Like, we know that there's a nuclear program, but not everybody's being given the recipe to make a nuclear bomb. Bob Lazar said this back in the day. Everybody should know that UFOs are real, that we're part of a greater fabric of reality, that it's nature. The problem becomes, and I'll just tell you, I'm not arguing this, but I'll tell you the problem, what I've heard from intelligence agencies and people that reach out to get a bead on the UFO thing, which is let's say we've got about 13 non-human intelligence made craft that we've either dug up or have crashed or whatever. And we open one up and we get a power source. And we're like, holy shit, this thing has this incredible technology. So we're going to make sure that is for strategic advantage. Like, no one can talk about that. Like, that is compartmentalized because as we mess with it, its potential for weaponization is so powerful. That doesn't mean that we can't tell people the basics, which is and they kind of have, UFOs are real. We're all kind of there. And now there's some backlash with that nonsense about the Tic Tacs being from Lockheed Martin. Absolute nonsense. I warned everybody 2 years ago that was a CIA passage material thing. Even Commander Fravor was contacted about that and we laughed about it. But anyway, I'm trying to make the argument for you that I understand where they're coming from, which is that there are certain technologies that we need to be able to exploit before other nations do, who might be extremely hostile to our way of life. They call them our enemies. Like, I get that. But to your point, nobody has the right to tell us or keep from us this much larger reality, that there are other intelligent beings, that UFOs represent beings, UFOs represent makers. They have factories, they have somewhere where they make these things. So all of a sudden, you've got other advanced intelligence, whether it be AI, cybernetic, or biologics, whatever.
Who knows?
And they've been coming here a long time.
Yeah.
That basic understanding that we're not alone, dude, we got to get to the point where that is consensus reality, because that appears to be true. The problem is, dude, and you and I have talked about this, what if the government, in a big term, like our programs that run these things, what if they don't know all the answers? And so the next question becomes, well, if UFOs are real, is channeling real?
Yes.
Is it real that people were abducted? Yes. Are there implants? Are people being taken from their homes? Like,
yeah.
Dude, it gets gnarly. Like, I can understand the old school mentality of being like, we don't know how to answer those, so we're just not going to admit it's true and create disinformation. But I think, Duncan, we're past that now. I think that you've had enough people come forward and be like, I was part of this shit, and you're being lied to. Like, I hope we move beyond it.
What do you think, not that you have an answer to this, but when you try to sort of reverse engineer not just the craft, but the psychology behind whatever might be operating these vehicles.
Yeah.
You use whatever information you have out there. Obviously, you probably have more than I do. I'm sure you do, but still, it's a limited data set.
Yeah.
But so one thing that seems pretty clear is that they are intentionally not making full contact with us.
Yeah.
And the other thing that seems somewhat clear, I guess, is that apparently they have some awareness of hierarchy. Like, it appears that their interactions are being limited to governments. Sure, there's channelers, and sure, there's people who claim to have had some alien contact. I'm not saying they didn't. But in general, you get a sense that these beings have rules. Part of the rules seem to be non-contact, not getting down, not landing in the parking lot of Six Flags or something. Yeah. And which also tells us they don't have a sense of humor.
That's right. No comedians.
Nobody's funny out there, I guess. But how much of what I just said is somewhere close to the truth, and why these rules? Are they making them? Like, what, any sense of operating procedure here?
Totally. So there's a couple ways to look at this, but here's what we know. We know that there appears to be too much contact for and human-based contact for it to be just like, we'll send a scout up to the moon and it'll rotate around and map the surface of the moon real quick. You need one, maybe a few weeks, nowadays. Yeah. But there has been a durational long-term program by maybe multiple different entities or groups that seem to be not just like mapping, the minerals of Earth, but like making contact. Now, your point is, okay, so they do have discernment. So if there were communications, like there have said to have been communications with our government, of course, they look at the structure of our society, and if they want to influence it in any way, they're going to talk to the big boss, right? Or the big bosses, or the people who are really in charge. So they are the true architects of the overall secrecy. If they wanted to reveal themselves, they would reveal themselves.
Right.
However, I will also argue that over time, durationally, there has been a reveal. Now, I don't know to trust it or not, but people that reach out to me in every aspect of society, they don't want to be known for this, but they've had these interactions with what they believe are non-human intelligences. We're talking everybody from scientists to people that work in labs and aerospace, but also just like the mom who's a nurse in England in 1984. Like, there seems to be a core interest. There's obviously some sort of ongoing reconnaissance or surveillance thing going on. We just got too many craft over too long. But you've had mass sightings. You've had the Phoenix Lights mass sighting. You had the kids in Zimbabwe, in Rua, and they were like 80 kids or something. And I met two of them who are friends of mine. They were the closest to these beings. All these kids saw them. And they had these messages poured into their head. It was like visual, like watching a movie.
Right.
And one of my friends who was there, and beyond a shadow of a doubt, I believe in BBC covered it, and they were in real time.
I've seen it. It's nuts.
Yeah, Lisa and Salma were two of the closest to the beings. And what happened was I remember Liesl said, it was like I was mesmerized. And the moment, everything was silent. And I'm like looking into the eyes of this being. And she goes, I had to like pull myself. And when I pulled myself away, it instantly broke. All the sound came back. I said, well, what was in your mind? And she's like, well, the destruction of our planet. We're not treating it right. This is back way back in the day. So talking about like global warming and stuff.
Right.
And I said, well, what was the point of them showing a kid all that? And she thought about it for a while. And she was like, I think it was so that I would talk about it. So in a way, she goes, I think I'm doing that now. So you have these close encounters. Like the reason people talk about UFOs is because tons of people see them.
Okay, but wait, let's talk about the Zimbabwe incident.
Yeah.
Which I believe too. I mean, something fucking happened. Anyone who's not familiar with this, there's a documentary out, maybe more than one. I can't remember the name of it. It's amazing. But...
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And you know, again, part of being human is we're going to project our own limitations onto aliens. But logically, I'm a scout, whatever. The planet's going to die. This fucking idiots. Look at what they're doing. We better tell them. Where should we go? Zimbabwe. I know a great playground in Zimbabwe. We'll telepathically project the message we traveled across the universe into the minds of children in Zimbabwe. To me, that was like, wait, what? There's so many other people and ways to give that message, including how about you fucking learn to speak English with your telepathy bullshit? Couldn't you at least make the effort to, I don't know, have a ventriloquist doll or anything?
Then bro, maybe they do have a sense of humor. We were wrong. The aliens got the best sense of humor ever.
I guess so, but you know what I mean? Why Zimbabwe? Why a playground in Zimbabwe? Why are these messages being given to people who have a smaller probability of being heard by the mainstream? Why not go, you know, like
on a
teleport
podcast
into The View? Yeah. Did you start an OnlyFans? There's so there's so many things. That's where it seems like clearly my understanding of what these things are up to is going to be distorted at the best. But why? What's the explanation for that? Why Zimbabwe? Why? Yeah,
there's a game being played, and that's right. Really clear. I mean, you don't have millions of people lying about seeing and having experiences with beings. You know, you get a few crazy people, you know, in a room, but you just have this durational contact by what appears to be a non-human intelligence. And that you're right. They could just do things way more clearly, way more bluntly. So then you get into all these things. Are there like competing factions? Have we been genetically manipulated? Are we their experiment? Is this the zoo? You know, are we a commodity? I mean, we just go down all these roads.
Can I present one you missed?
Yeah.
This one I don't like thinking about, Jeremy. The fantasy is these fuckers are smarter than us. In the same way you run into a super rich person every once in a while and you realize, like, this person's a fucking idiot. And they have billions of dollars. I always assumed making money was somehow correlated with some form of intelligence. So we assume because they're technologically advanced, they're smart in the way we are. Has it occurred to you they might be fucking idiots? You know what I mean? They figured out how to create like time-space distortion technology that allows them to do all the things we've seen in these videos. But that doesn't mean they're like have any kind of common sense. Meaning that, yeah, I don't know, just human, just fucking land. I got to take a shit. Let's get this over with. Like, we don't know. If you considered that, like, one reason they're interested in us is they think we're the smart ones.
No, I haven't quite examined that idea. Look, I am never been accused of being the smartest guy in the room, but I am the most curious oftentimes. I get to talk with people that, you know, allegedly are on the inside of some of these programs, and they do take a lot of risk. I mean, I've had a situation where FBI has been calling around a lot of the people that I communicate with and kind of icing, you know, putting some ice on it. So it's harder for me to do my job.
Yeah.
So there's been some intimidation recently with that stuff.
But really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Man. Yeah, man. Terrifying.
It's not like direct intimidation. Like I'm going to mess you up. It's just, it kind of cools people from talking with me. Right. If all of a sudden they get off the phone with me and they get a call from the Department of Justice. Right.
Hold on. I'm so sorry to do this, man. Something's going on at home. Hello? Oh, okay. But we're halfway through. Bye. I got to end the podcast, man. Department of Justice.
You're fucking with me. I thought something was really going on at home. I was like all worried. Well, the kid's okay. What's going on?
I'm sorry to even make light of... If that was happening to me, I would go so nuts. And everywhere I looked, I would think I was being watched. And
I went through a hard time of that where it really got to my head, and not just because of that one thing. A lot of it's been documented and you will see all that. But I went through a really hard time where I didn't understand why, like, let me see how I can describe this, man. I literally am just trying to get as much information out so the public can debate it.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do. But there are people really fucking terrified to talk about this stuff because they have been directly threatened. And that has been documented with local police departments.
Yeah.
I know when I say that, it doesn't ring, you know, powerfully to people. But if you are in my position and for years and years and years, you're dealing with people trying to protect the fact that they want to talk with you. And then all of a sudden they start getting like threats and getting, you know, calls from unwanted, unsolicited. But let me put the other side to that, Duncan. There are a lot of great people right now in the government and in our intelligence agencies who believe we should have more transparency. 99.9% of the time, I'm interfacing with people like that. George Knapp and I have given briefings on here's the scope and the scale of the UFO thing. Here's what we know. Here's who we know are liars and jokers. Here's who we know had real experiences that you should look at. So my point is, I don't want to make it all like evil and stuff. There are really great people trying to solve this mystery because they realize it is so important.
Right.
And that's within every agency so far that has ever, you know, popped their head up with mine and George's work. Now, as journalists, our number one goal is we're going to protect sources even if they don't protect themselves. However, I can give the brief history of the ufology thing to anybody that asks at any agency, and I've done that a bunch of times, trying to give them a starting point because a lot of people are out of the loop on this.
Right.
Here's what I know. Let's just cut to brass tacks. Here's what I know, Duncan. I know for sure that the United States government has non-human intelligence made craft, or at least that's what they believe it is.
Yeah.
I know they've been reverse engineering them. They've been trying to exploit them for derivative technologies for decades. I know they haven't gotten far on it, but I know it's still a priority. I know that UFOs and the subject itself are treated above weapons of mass destruction. In fact, weapons of mass destruction departments will often engage the UAP. They'll have a portfolio of UAP-related investigation because they know these power sources are dangerous if in the wrong hands.
Right.
I know that people in government and people outside of government have had profound contact with what they believe are non-human intelligence. I know that this has been guarded as a secret to the point where there are suspicious deaths of people that worked on the programs who were supposed to testify. I know that is a fact.
Yeah.
And I know there's ongoing investigations into that. So you put all of that together and you're like, what power do I have? If they wanted to reveal themselves, they would, whoever the hell they are, right?
Right.
We're just two bearded guys talking on a podcast.
Yep.
But what we can do is we can demand to get as much information out as possible. Bring new hearings, try to do good journalism, release stories, have conversations like this. Otherwise, we're powerless if we don't try to like,
right.
If we're not curious and we don't try to get to the bottom of this, we never will, man. I'm an eternal optimist, dude.
Well, I know, and I love that. And I am too. I mean, I feel like it's just a matter of time before somebody goes like full Snowden with this stuff. Like, it's just a matter of time before somebody, you know, who knows, maybe gets a bad diagnosis from a doctor. It's like, you only have a few months to live. Somebody like that.
So I've dealt with people like that.
What?
I've dealt with people like that.
You get the sense, though, that a mega leak is inevitable? And, you know, honestly, maybe this Epstein list shit, because he just released the MLK files. He's trying to release anything to make people shut up about the Epstein list. It makes me think, is he going to fucking release the UAP files just to get people to leave him alone about that list?
I wish, but I don't think presidents are really in control of that type. Unfortunately, I really, with this topic, it's very different. It's very different because it's been hidden from presidents. It's been hidden within these compartmentalized, call them bigot list, which is just like you have a specific list of people that can be on it. We saw that with the vice president of Lockheed Martin, who tried to transfer a UFO or UAP to the AUSAP program. This is all documented. They tried to do it, and the head of the CIA calls in, or has his minions call in, and completely shut down this transfer, which they allocated $22 million for.
Wow.
So yeah, that is fact, bro. That is documented fact.
Well, what did they, documented fact, and they didn't say it was a UAP they were transferring in the documents.
100% they did. And on a podcast on my show, we had the head of the DIA, Dr. James Lukacsky. He was on the show. He talked all about this.
What the
fuck? It's like it should be bigger news, you'd think, right?
Wait, in the document, it's like, we got to move a fucking UFO.
Better than that. We had the guy that ran the program who went through a DOPSER process to make sure he could talk about it. And he came on and told us all about this. He told us about how they breached the hull of the UAP. They were able to finally to figure out how to like get inside of it.
Yeah.
And he stopped right there because he says, I am not like, I'll go to jail. He's like, I am not able to say more than that because I went through the process of pre-publishing what I could talk about.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal, man. It's a really funny clip because he's a friend of mine, but I push him really hard. But Duncan, that's back so to this, wild. You're talking about deathbed confessions. You're talking about Snowden leaks. So I'm not a proponent of a Snowden leak. And let me tell you why. I receive things all the time and I need to assess them.
Yeah.
Not only if they're fake,
right,
but if they will do damage. So let me give you an example.
Gotcha.
Let's pretend you get a piece of footage and that footage is sent to journalists. And in that footage, you see a really cool three UAP that are doing something pretty cool. But in the footage that was sent to us, let's pretend hypothetically that there is a capability of the camera to see, like, I don't know, a Russian submarine or something like that. All of a sudden, if George Knapp and I say, oh, great, we got UFOs, let's put that out, we have damaged our national security because Russia had no idea.
Right, because suddenly Russia's like, oh, fuck, we need to change the way that we're building these submarines. And now they're invisible again. And yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it, man. It's a real conundrum.
I'm in a sticky place. So if somebody does like a Snowden leak to me and George, I think that's very bad. Like, meaning it would rely on us couple of knucklehead journalists. Right. So George is smarter than me, but it's like smart cop, dumb cop with us. But like, you know, we've talked with intelligence agencies and be like, look, we want to do no harm, but we got to report on stuff. And basically the message is don't fuck up. And I'm thinking,
right.
Oh, great. I'm a really good person to assess that. I have no capability to assess classification or importance.
Right.
So it's really hard to sort through some of this.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy. You're in such a weird...
Yes.
A weird in-between place, you know?
Because yes.
Like on one side you have weirdos like me. On the other side you have actual DOD people who are like, okay, fine. But if you, you know... If you do anything, you would be in danger probably.
Yeah. And it's not just about me. Like, I'm not worried so much I'm just being a journalist in America, but I don't want to hurt the country I live in. And also, is that going to really convince everybody this one piece of footage compared to another? So luckily over the years, George and I have acquired a lot that we're assessing, but we don't just willy-nilly put it out because we don't know the ramifications. We do our best in the kind of secret realm, right? We do our best. To try to figure out, is this going to move the ball forward? First of all, is this legitimate? Right. Then, if it is it going to move the ball forward? And then, does it do any harm?
Right.
Because there's no point in like harming our. We live here, man. You know, you're in Austin, and
right.
Anyway, so it is a rub, dude. And what I can say is that I think we just got to do our best with this. One piece of footage is never going to convince anybody, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But maybe over time, a next piece of footage, it starts a conversation, it gives people courage, and then we start hearing more of the truth. I mean, that's the goal, slow and steady, not just some sort of catastrophic disclosure where everything's dumped in people's laps. Would we even believe it then? I don't know.
Right. I mean, no, it would be easier to shoot down if it came that way. It would be easier to, you know, find a way to poke holes in it, say it's unverified, it's fake, it's part real, part fake, it's a hodgepodge, we don't know what's real and what isn't, and then, you know, you forget about it. But if it came out in hearings, if it came out over time, then that's permanent. And then, I mean, sum it up, what do you think is the net benefit for humanity once disclosure truly actually happens? Like, the real thing.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Like if it does, like a big if right now, because we are obviously not in control of that. Like, you know, whoever they are, the others are in control of that. If they are others, there are others. So here's the deal. What's the benefit? I, first of all, would like to live in a world where I see it like it is. I'd like to live in a natural environment where I know there's lions, tigers, and bears, and aliens, if that's what it is, or interdimensionals, right? I think it gives us hope in a way that there are other civilizations that not only have had time to advance, and we hope like that they advance also, you know, with spiritually. So they're not like just murderous beings colonizing planets,
right,
using AI to, you know, control the hive mind and then harvesting all that information,
yeah,
like a satellite. Yeah, that could be true. I'd like to believe that knowledge of the natural world is empowering and beautiful, and that even if it's scary and a little bit dangerous, that it's better to have the eyes open as human beings. I don't know where we're going to get with all of this, but I hate being lied to. And I know we've been lied to. I know for a fact we've been lied to. And so the idea is, can that lie persist? And I'm betting it can't. If we all kind of push for this, I'm never going to be the one that's got the one thing that convinces even you, right? But I think all together, if we have this conversation and we push forward, I'm going to try to do journalism with George Knapp, get the best evidence we have out, and I'm going to try to get people into Congress to give their testimony. And it will never be enough for the online masses, but it's the only path forward to keep pushing. And I feel like we're going to, if we get there and there is an official global acknowledgement, I think human beings are so adaptable, and I think it will inspire creativity. It'll inspire this idea of longevity of species. It'll tell us that we're part of a larger community, and it might shed a lot of light on the technological innovation that's occurred over the last 100 years.
Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. You are the best. And thank you for the work you do. I do follow closely what you've been up to. We worry about you. And
don't
I
don't, worry.
Not to freak you out or anything, but I don't want the Department of Defense mad at me.
No, man, I'm all warm and fuzzy with everybody. I've you know, look, just take off your shoes and put on booties. There's nothing in my place. You know, my work is all kind of non-localized. So you don't have to worry about me, nothing. I feel really good. I went through a period where I was like really concerned because of the threats coming at me, but I realized no one's going to tell you they're going to kill you. If they're going to kill you, they're just going to do it. So right. I feel great.
Right.
And I just want.
That's such a positive way to spin being murdered.
Bro, I know at some point you got to let it go.
You're right. You're right. And you know, yeah, you're right. And I think there's that your persistence, And how cautious you are about it. I've shown you UFO clips that I hoped were UFOs. I was like, that's not a UFO. Like every clip I've ever showed you, you're like, well, you don't say it like that. You're like, well, I would have some questions about this. So what I'm saying is, it's not like you just accept anything you see. Like you are scrupulous, you know? You are very detail-focused, and that is slow. And for people like me who would like to be on the ship, see what it smells like, it's frustrating. But also, you're the man we need for the job.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Well, I'm what you got right now. I'm going to be me. You know, I think there are people higher qualified, but step up then, you know, at this point. But it's funny, man. A lot of people don't know that. Like when I have a high bar for stuff and like I feel horrible. Like if you or Joe send me something, you're like, what is this? What is this? And I'm like, I feel bad sometimes because like I don't buy it and I could be wrong, but I'm like, here's what I see. Yeah.
It's good. Ultimately, that's good. I don't want to be showing bullshit UFO footage to anybody. It's like it's embarrassing. Yeah.
It shouldn't be embarrassing, man. We should all like just put stuff out and talk about it. But I want to leave you with this, man. I don't know what that, you know, the object, the interstellar object or whatever the hell's, you know, coming our way. I don't think it's directly related to what I was saying. Yeah. I'm not a fortune teller, dude. I don't even know when my coffee pot's going to go off. I was just warning people of a trend that I saw as somebody in this space of people trying to convince me of nonsense to enroll me. People should still heed my warning. It's not about a year. They put that in the show, 2027. It's not just about a year, man. This is about an ongoing campaign to tell you a couple lies. One that I do believe is coming, if we're not already seeing it, which is that there's a slow moving interstellar craft that's coming and that will expand upon, because I read the idea of what they're going to try to disinfo people on. But second one is this idea that what you saw in 2004, the Tic Tac UAP was our technology, was Lockheed technology. That right. is 100% absolute fucking bullshit. And it's verifiable if you just look at the history of the event and all the discoveries that people did around the time. But it, you know, it catches hold in public media. You start to see this everywhere. I don't know what the ultimate truth is, but I do know we have new hearings coming up. Might not be exactly what you want, but it's exactly what you need.
Cool.
And hopefully those go well. And hopefully we will know more if we talk in 6 months from now than we do today. And if we're doing that, where every day we're learning a little bit more, then that's great, man.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I got it. Lockheed Martin's producing the technology and you guarantee that the craft coming in is not an alien in the world.
So. Man, you really cut through the bullshit right there.
I'm a good listener. I'm a good listener. That's why I do a podcast. I got it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeremy. That is really cool to hear. Whenever you hear the rumor about Lockheed making it, it's kind of a bummer. You're like, fuck. I mean, it's still cool. I mean, there's something.
I'd be stoked.
Fun to fly in one of those, but that it's a little disappointing because you want it to be.
I'd be stoked if we had that kind of tech. Imagine how it would change our world. The sad part to me is that we don't. And right. until, like Commander right. Fravor said this, and until America's like an alcoholic to the UFO thing, until we admit there's a problem, then we're never going to be able to deal with it. So that's what I'm, you know, kind of fighting for right now is let's get as much information out. Let's digest it. Let's keep going forward inch by inch. Life's a cinch. Yard by yard. Life is hard. Let's just fucking fight for it, man.
All right. Jeremy, God bless you. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
A big thanks to Jeremy Corbell for being on the show. Do listen to his podcast, Weaponized. And thank you for watching or listening. You guys are the best. I'll see you next week.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.